Hello, hello. How are you? I hope that all is well. My name is Regina Green, for those of you who do not know me, and I am a lifestyle transformation strategist, and I help women to discover their true identity. I'm a minister of the gospel, which I can say with confidence now, and I help women to boldly walk in their purpose. Just take on their true identity and also to create their ideal lifestyles by transforming their thinking and transforming their habits. Okay. So if you're new to following me, I don't know if you're watching me on YouTube. If you're not, you can go over there and you can always catch my Bible studies here on YouTube. My channel is Regina T. Green. You can catch it there. If you're watching me on my page, welcome. Thank you so much. Please do me a favor and hit share on the video. I continuously look down right now because I am live. And I also am trying to share it on my phone. And so I want to make sure that I can share it with others. Okay, I want to make sure that I can share it with others. All right, really quick. Okay, so hopefully you can see my video. Again, welcome. And tonight we're going to talk about forgiveness. We are discussing forgiveness tonight. We are discussing forgiveness tonight. So come with your heart open and ready to forgive, to forgive. Have you ever been hurt? Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever been lied to, lied on, molested, raped, done wrong? Experience sudden deaths from people, from close people, and you didn't get a chance to say goodbye. You just experienced some type of pain and you want to be able to move beyond that. Have you ever experienced any of that? If so, then give me some love. Let me know that you have. I really want to know that I am interacting in this thing here. Let me see if I can go and I can see you all. I'm streaming from different platforms. So hopefully you can see me and you can hear me. I want to be able to interact with you and make sure that you can hear and see me. Okay. So let's start out. I'm going to start out with prayer. So Father, we just thank you so much for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for those who are watching right now. I thank you, Father God, for those who will be released, Father God, who will release some of the hurt, the pain, Father, that they have been carrying, God, for years. Father, we just thank you for this moment. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking through me. Father, let me only speak what you allow me to speak. Let me only, Father God, say, Father God, things that will fall into their heart that you gave me, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, this word, Father God, falls on good ground and that it goes in and changes people from the inside out. I thank you for it, God. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me know if you're watching the replay, hashtag replay. Do me a favor if you can, if you're watching in my group. Then let me know you're watching in the group and invite a friend to watch it there, the Healthy Prosperous Woman's Club. We are over there. If you're not a part of that group, we would love to have you. Also, if you're watching me, if you have not followed my YouTube channel, do me a favor and do that because I would love to have you watching me on YouTube at Regina T. Green. Anyway, so forgiveness. How do we forgive? Why do we forgive? Forgive and thrive, move forward. So that we can see the fruit and live in the flow of God. Okay, that's very important. So, again, I shared who I am. What is forgiveness? And I'll be looking at my notes because I wrote some things down and I do not want to forget anything that I have to share with you. I want to make sure if you're leaving comments, I cannot see them right now, but I would love to have questions. I am sharing this video in the Healthy Prosperous Woman's Club, so you can watch it over there. So you can leave comments there and I'll be able to see it on my phone. So if you want to hop on over there and leave comments over there, you can do that. If you're watching me on Regina T. Green, then you can leave comments and I will be able to check it later. Okay. Anyway, let's get to the lesson. So, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is, and I think this is just so powerful, forgiveness is release from bondage or imprisonment. Release from bondage or imprisonment. pardon of sins, letting them go as if they had never been committed, remission of the penalty. Now, I think that's pretty powerful. It is remission of the penalty, okay? Pardon of sins, release from bondage or imprisonment. That's really powerful. Do you know that unforgiveness is imprisonment? It is bondage. Now I'm going to share my testimony later on as I get ready to close. I'm going to share it because it was really powerful how the Lord showed me the importance of forgiveness and how I began to see a change in my life in just different areas whenever I finally decided to release those hurtful things that was in my life. And so the online dictionary says forgiveness is a deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Okay. Regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Y'all heard that? Whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. You have to forgive whether they deserve it or not, because forgiveness is for you. And I know you've heard this so many times. Forgiveness truly is for you because it will hold you in imprisonment. Did you hear that? Okay. And it is the remission of the penalty. Okay. There is a penalty that comes when you hold it in your heart. Okay. Now, I want to talk about forgiveness turns into bitter roots. And it gets in your heart, and then you start operating from a place that's not of God. You start operating from a place that's not of God. You want to get somebody back. You want to make sure that they pay for what they did to you. You want to make sure that they suffer, when the Bible tells us that's exactly the opposite of what we should do whenever someone has hurt us. All right. I want to read Romans 12, and I'm going to read in the CEV version. So I'm looking down at my phone, right? Because I'm going to the Bible real quick. Again, if you're leaving comments, if you're on Regina T. Green, I can see them. If you are on in the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman's Club, I will be able to see them when I'm on my phone. So the next, Romans 12, CEV, 14, verse 14 through 19, all right? So Romans 12 says, verse 14, ask God to bless everyone who mistreats you. Ask him to bless them and not to curse them. When others are happy, be happy with them. And when they are sad, be sad. Be friendly with everyone. Don't be proud and feel that you know more than others. Make friends with ordinary people. Don't mistreat someone who mistreated you, but try to earn the respect of others and do your best to live at peace with everyone. All right, dear friends, try not to get even. Let God take revenge in the scriptures, the Lord says. I am the one to take revenge and pay them back. All right, that's Romans 12, 14 through 19. That is telling us the Lord is a God of vengeance. And a lot of times people say that, don't be messing with me because my God is a God of vengeance, as if it comes from an evil place with God, and nothing in God comes from an evil place. When God says vengeance is mine, says the Lord, he is saying that when you get in the way of what I've called my child to do, when you cause some hurt or some pain or some distractions to cause them to get off course from what I called them to do, because you know you're called, right? You know your purpose, right? You know you're destined, right? If anybody gets in the way of that, he says, I will take care of them. I will deal with them because you are my daughter and I don't play about you. Okay. I do not play about my children. You are my child and I protect you and I care for you. Vengeance is his. He comes from a place of love. Like, I called you here in the earth to do something, to live in purpose, to walk this thing out. And if anybody gets in the way of that, because let me tell you, when people come in and say, even when you were a child, if you were molested or your parents may have said or done something wrong that caused you to have harbor pain in your heart, you can hold that and it can distort your identity. It can distort how you respond. It can distort a few things, causing you not to really act out and walk out the fullness of who you are in God. So it comes really to distort, to change your identity, okay? It comes to change your identity, all right? And I'm telling you right now, we need to let God deal with it, because he deals with it a lot better than we do, because we want to make sure they pay for it. I want to be making sure they pay for it. Like, God, you seen that, right? You heard that, right? You feel, you see my heart. Like, You know that really hurt me. You know that was wrong. You know I was like born into this. Some people were born into hurt. Some people were born into this pain. Like they didn't do anything to deserve it, right? Well, God, Jesus didn't either. So he understands, right? And so we have to walk in that. And so that's very important for us to know. Unforgiveness is a blessing blocker. Unforgiveness is a blessing blocker. It hinders the flow of what God wants to do to bring, wants to bring in your life and the people he wants to bring in your life. Okay. It hinders the flow of that. Okay. And so when you think of when you think of forgiving, I want you to think of allowing yourself to release pain so that God can place new things on the inside of you, so that he can move and heal in that place where you've been harboring that pain, where you've been holding that pain, okay? And I know that some of us have been hurt so bad, and it's like, I don't even have the grace to pray for this person, and you're talking about forgive? Yeah, I know. I didn't say it would be easy, but I said it's necessary. It's definitely won't be easy, but it gets easier. Okay. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to forgive and then some things to do as you learn to walk in forgiveness. Okay. Because it is a process. It is definitely a process. So God wants you to experience a good life. He wants you to experience a prosperous life. He wants you to walk in wholeness. And when we have parts of ourselves that's attached to other people, because when you think of forgiveness, when you think of unforgiveness, you have attached yourself. It's kind of like a soul tie. You've attached yourself to them and they're holding you and controlling your responses, controlling your behaviors, controlling how you act. It's controlling a lot of you. Okay. So it's almost like you stay connected to that person when you don't release it. And so tonight I want you to release some things. I want you to ask Holy Spirit to come in. Holy Spirit, come in. And I want you to wreck some people tonight. I want you to really place on their hearts, who do they need to forgive? And I don't know if you have pen and paper, but I really, as Holy Spirit begins to deal with you, whoever comes to your mind, I want you to write it down. And as we get ready to go through forgiveness, I want you to release it. Okay. I want you to release it. And it's not going to be some big grand thing. We're going to walk through it and you're going to forgive. And then we're going to walk it out. That's what we're going to do. Okay. That's it. That's what we're going to do. So why does God want us to forgive? Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." His plans can't be established holding on to the hurt, pain, and trauma. When we see through the lens of pain, we reject the hope and future God has for us. When we see through the lens of pain, we reject the hope and future that God has for us. He has a plan for you. You saw in Jeremiah 29 and 11. But when we see from a wrong perspective, we cannot see the new that God wants to bring in our lives. Okay? We can't see it. An example. All right? God wants to send a good man in your life, but you haven't forgiven the last one that hurt you, and you're holding on to that pain, and so you can't even trust a new one. God sent you a godly man. You don't trust him, and so you're going to run that man off because you're seeing through the lens of other person who hurt you. That's not of God. And if we're wanting to walk in the fullness and the wholeness of who God says that we are, we got to release that. And just think about even someone whose parents have hurt them, or father wasn't in their life, because you haven't released that and you haven't forgiven your father, it distorts your view of your heavenly father. You may not even trust your heavenly father because of the hurt and the pain that you've experienced from the other person, from your father or from your guardian or authority figure. Because God is an authority to us. He's in authority over us, right? And then if you haven't forgiven, then you're still going to see God in that same light, which is not how we should see God. And I'm just giving you different little areas. Another area that I thought was really, really powerful is this. If you've suddenly lost somebody in death, if you've lost a mom, a brother, a husband, a sister, a close friend, somebody, if you've lost them through death, do you know that you can actually hold unforgiveness and you can be kind of upset at them because they left you? Because they left you too soon? Did you know that? And so I want you to really be serious tonight about asking the Holy Spirit, who am I upset at? Who am I holding? What kind of unforgiveness do I have in my heart? You have to forgive. I want you to even forgive the person who died. I want you to forgive them. because you could be holding on to that, which causes you not to grieve properly. And I know that sounds like so weird, but it's just so true how we can hold on to those things, even death. And we haven't forgiven them because they left us, caused us to have to go through life alone, caused us to have to go through life in this place, like as if, you know, you could have chosen not to die. Yes, Sean.
We're not outside.
Okay. You could have chosen not to die, but you chose to leave me here. Forgive them. Forgive them. Okay. All right, let's go on. So some of you know that, some of you know this, but you've chosen to continue to hold on to it because you don't know how. You don't know how to let it go. You don't know how to let it go. You say you've forgiven, but then when you talk about it, you feel that thing come up. You feel the anger come back up. You feel the frustration come back up. And then after a while, you're walking around, your whole mood has changed. You haven't forgiven, okay? You haven't forgiven, especially if it changes your mood, okay? So different things or people that you need to forgive. And I wrote down a list of things. It's parents, supervisors, yourself, your sudden deaths, as I said, rape, molestation, the person who raped you, the person who molested you, the person who may have given you away, your parents or whoever gave you away or didn't, you know, do what they were supposed to do for you, the person who talked about you, the person who lied on you, the person who lied to you, the person who didn't help you, the person who didn't support you, the person who let me know if you can hear me because it's telling me I was offline. So hopefully you can see me, you can hear me. I'm back. When I tell you this whole live, I couldn't even go live in my group. It's almost like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm not giving the devil any kind of credit at all. Let me know if you can hear me. Okay, so it's telling me I'm back online. Good, you can hear me. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, so we're gonna walk through. I was just actually listing some things that you need to forgive. Hopefully you heard me. Ask Holy Spirit, is there something or someone that needs to be forgiven? Whatever comes to mind, I want you to write it down and I want you to release it, okay? And we're gonna walk through the process of forgiving. So Matthew 6 and 12, I want you to go to Matthew 6 and 12. Matthew 6 and 12. Really quick. I'm telling you, y'all better forgive that man that hurt you. And I'm telling you, I don't know why I keep talking about that, but you better forgive that man because, you know, you want to be the best wife you can be. You better forgive that woman too, if you're a man watching this, because God has a real good person that can come into your life that he wants to put in your life, but you have to be willing and open to be able to see and walk in the new, okay? See and walk in the new. We're going to go to Matthew 6 and 12. Matthew 6 and 12. As I stated before, I'm reading in the CEV version. When you pray, no, that's not what I'm reading. Okay, forgive us for doing wrong as we forgive others. Keep us from being tempted and protect us from evil. If you forgive others for the wrongs they do to you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. If you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. If your sins are not forgiven, you know what the Bible says about that, right? You have to be forgiven. He won't forgive your sins. We have to have a heart of repentance. Now, I'm not saying you have to work for what you've done. You don't have to pay for that anymore. That's been paid for on the cross, right? Your sins have been paid for on the cross. But we still have to walk around with a heart of obedience. Forgiveness is an act of obedience. I don't know if you see it like that, but it is. Forgiveness is an act of obedience to God. He's asked us to forgive. It is a commandment that he said in this Bible to forgive. We're to walk in forgiveness. When they hurt you, you forgive them again and again and again and again. That's what we're called to do as believers in Christ. And if you're a new believer right now watching this video, you got to forgive no matter how much it hurt, okay? And the Bible says, if you do not forgive, your Father will not forgive your sins. He will not forgive your sins. That means you are stopping the flow of what God can do in your life. As I stated before, God wants to forgive you. Okay. And let me read it in the New King James Version really quick, because if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. Okay. I'm gonna go back to 12. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. A debt is that which is owed, that which is justly or legally due, an offense, sin, a fault. Okay, that is what debt is that which is owed, that which is justly or legally due, an offense, sin, a fault. And so, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This is debt-free living. This is the true definition of debt-free living, when we forgive. When we forgive. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, forgive us of that which is owed to us. Lord, forgive us for that which is justly or legally due to us. Lord, forgive us for the offense. Forgive us of the sin, of the fault, as we forgive ours. So if you can't forgive that which is due to you, it's due to you, but you don't want to let it go for the next person, it's not godly. I know this is not like the cheery message, you know, you're going to get a new house, new car. This is the requirement, though, to live holy, to live righteous, forgiveness, okay? Okay, where am I? I read Matthew 6 and 14. All right, I read that to you. So unforgiveness draws a line between us and God. It draws a line between us and God. Let's go to Matthew 18. I'm gonna go to Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Look, I'm being serious now. Y'all start writing this list. Get your pens, get your paper, and start writing out who you need to forgive. And Holy Spirit will continue to show you, and I want you to continue to walk in forgiveness, okay? Because we're getting ready to forgive some stuff and let some stuff go, okay? So Matthew 18, 21 through 35, it says, assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth, is this what I'm supposed to be reading? No. Matthew 18 and 21. Okay, 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him that debt. Right? All right, I'm going to read all the way to 35. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me and I will pay you." And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what he had done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had been called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he shall pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, each of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses. So did you hear what that said? He forgave the first person. The second person, he didn't forgive. And then Jesus said, "I'm going to do the same thing to you. I'm going to do the same thing to you that you just did to your person." Okay. And Jesus concluded, this is in the Good News Translation. It says, and Jesus concluded, "That is how my Father in heaven will treat every one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart." That ain't good. And this is Matthew, because some of y'all like to be talking about, "I don't be listening and reading from the Old Testament. I don't believe, because the Old Testament, we living under grace." We are. But I want you to understand, this came from Matthew. He said, and Jesus concluded, that this is how my Father in heaven will treat every one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Okay? You heard. You go back and read what he did. Okay? Go back and read it. Jesus said he's going to treat you the same way. You got that? I hope you got it. So I'm going to share my story where I experienced some hurt and some pain. And this is the story. And I'm sharing this specific story because this is the story that I actually learned how to forgive. Well, it was me and my boyfriend at the time who experienced him cheating, right? He cheated. And this person tried to fight me. This person came up on me like, it turned into this really, really big mess. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details, but this person was a Christian. This person was, had some influence, and I saw that person as that. And so even that kind of distorted my view of what Christianity was, what cheap people in church was, because here you are doing this, but you're in church, but you're doing this. Now, I'm sharing this story from a place of forgiveness. So please hear my heart in this. Don't hear my heart. Hear it by the Spirit, okay? I'm really sharing this story because this is the place where I learned. I got to keep saying that. And so these were my thoughts then. You're in the church. You're doing these things. How could you be in the church? How can you be even a God-filled person? Like, it doesn't even make sense. That's why I don't like church people now. Like, that's what I was saying. Okay. And you don't have to worry about me, worried about church and all of this stuff, because everybody's so fake in church. These were my thoughts. I mean, can I get an amen if you ever said something like that? I'm being very serious. Well, anyway, this person really hurt me. And every time I saw that person, I would get this feeling in my stomach. I would want to go in a different direction. I would have thoughts that I just wish that I could just do something really bad, really mean. I wish that they would pay for this. Like, it was all of those things. It was every last one of those negative things that will come to your mind when you see a person who has done you wrong. Am I the only one that have experienced this? I'm just curious, because I'm just being honest right now. Like, every evil thought I wanted to do, every evil thought, it would completely change my whole attitude. Completely. Okay, because it hurt me. It hurt me really bad. And I just wanted to see them pay for it. And when I got tired of experiencing that, every time I saw the person, I realized how much control it had over me. And the Holy Spirit, which I did not know it was the Holy Spirit at the time, would say to me, or I would just get this unction that this person is controlling you. And I'm like, okay, God, well, what in the world? How in the world do I forgive then? How do I let it go? Because I'm tired of myself. I'm tired of this like controlling me. I'm tired of feeling this way. I want to let it go, but I just don't know how, God. And God just began to talk to me, literally talk to me. I actually thought I was talking to myself, but it really was Holy Spirit talking to me at the time. And he shared with me that I have to release it, that I have to release it, and that I have to let it go. I have to begin to change the thought around it. I have to begin to change my response. I have to begin to pray for the person, and I have to begin to forgive my boyfriend because I held that too. I held that too. I had to forgive my boyfriend, which is now my husband now. yeah, we had some stuff. Okay. We had some stuff and I ain't even going to get all into that, but that may be alive one day, which I'm actually going to write a book and you'll be able to see. But anyway, our relationship didn't go well because I held those things against him. I wasn't able to see him as the man that God called him to be, which is why I say y'all better forgive, because it can hinder your relationship. I would always throw it back up. We would always have a good time. And then all of a sudden something would come up and then I would just throw that out. And that's not what God wanted for me. That's not how he wanted my relationship to be. And so I always share the story about how I always prayed about how wrong he was, but God told me that I was wrong and that I need to, now I wasn't wrong. He said that you need to change. I want to change you from the inside and then you're going to begin to see the change. Now, what I had to do was, which I'm going to share here in a second. I'm going to share some things to do in order for you to forgive, okay? The first thing is pray for the person daily. In order for you to forgive, you need to pray for the person daily, whether you feel like it or not. At first, you're not even going to feel like it. If this person hurt you a lot, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to feel like forgiving this person. You're not going to feel like it, but I want you to begin to pray for the person that hurt you and declare blessings upon their life and marriage and health and career. I want you to pray for the person. So that's number one of how you can release this. I want you to pray for the person, okay? Pray for blessings upon their life, even though it's hard, pray for them, okay? Job 42:10 says, "And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friend. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Job prayed. I want you to pray for your enemy. I want you to pray for, and they may not even be your enemy, honestly. I mean, at this point, because some people really have given their life to God and they've moved forward. Okay. So I want you to pray for them. Look at Job 42:10, because Job prayed for his people too. Let me know you're still there because I can't really see. Let me go to my thing so I can make sure that I can see you. I don't know where you're watching from, but thank you so much for watching. I appreciate it. I really do. Give me some love if you are still here. I cannot see you, but give me some love if you're still here. Give me some kind of love. Let me know you're still watching. I can't tell, and I don't like the fact that I cannot tell that you're here. Anyway, have mercy and compassion for them. Hurt people hurt others. Heal people can heal others. Hurt people hurt others, and heal people can heal others, okay? So see them as a child of God, not understanding who they were, and operating from a lost place. That's going to change your perspective about the person. The person that hurt you because they were hurt. They hurt you because they didn't know any better. Some people knew that, yes, you're not supposed to molest a child. Some people knew that you're not supposed to rape. They knew that, but it was the spirit that was operating in them. So I want you to understand the spiritual side of it, the spirit that was behind it that came to hurt you. I want you to be able to have compassion and mercy. Mercy is compassion. I want you to have that for this person. If you don't have it, then ask God to help you have it. Okay, ask God to help you have it, because if you desire God to give you mercy, then you're going to have to give it to others. Okay, and if you have not experienced God's compassions, which are new every single morning, if you think about some of the things that you've done in your life, then you want God to have mercy on you, then you need to have mercy on this person. And I know it may not have been as bad. I know some of it may have. Okay, and in this process, I want you to think about yourself. Have mercy for what you've done. Give yourself some grace. You've done some things that you need to forgive yourself. One of the things I had to forgive myself is I started to regret leaving my job because I thought I made a wrong decision. I thought that I was going to fail. I really had a fear of failure. And I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for holding on to that, for walking in fear, for walking in doubt, and not necessarily walking up the way God told me to do it when I left my job originally, right? When I left my job and I thought that I was going to just have all these people to support me and it didn't happen, but I didn't recognize it was the process that I had to go through, right? I held it against myself. I messed up my finances. I messed up this. I messed up that, because I really had it great on the job. I really had a great life. Now, even wonderful life now. even wonderful. Like, so if you're in the middle of a space, know that God will transform it, and he's doing it and working it out for the good, and which is his good, right? Which will ultimately be good for you. All right. So have mercy and compassion for the person. See them for as a person who does not understand what they've done. Okay. I need you to see it. All right. Luke 6:36 says, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Remember, we are made in the image of God. We are like God. So if God says, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful, then you are like God. Then you're supposed to walk in that. Matthew 5:7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the merciful. Are you blessed? Do you want to be blessed? Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. You be merciful, you receive merciful. Mercy, right? You reap what you sow. Okay, that's just that. There's that. Okay, so have mercy. Claim your power back. Declare who you are in Christ. Claim your power back from people, operate in love, your forgiveness, your fullness of joy, your adopted, your love, your peace, your joy, your fullness, your hopeful, like declare it, claim your power back from it. Don't allow that to hurt you anymore. Do not allow it. It's a decision. Forgiveness comes with a decision. It comes with a decision. So today, right now, I want you to decide that I'm not going to let this hurt me anymore. This is one of the other things that I want you to remember. Whenever you forgive, you may have to go through this process again, because when I thought that I forgave and it started to bubble back up, you just got to keep doing it. God, I feel this in my heart. I thought I forgave, but Lord, I'm coming to you again to ask you to heal my heart. Heal me in this place, because I'm not healed. I'm not healed. I still feel broken. And it's not about a feeling. When you give it up tonight, when you release it tonight, you have released it. You just have to walk in the newness of it. You have to continuously be intentional about walking in forgiveness. It's called walking it out. And it doesn't always feel like you've done it, but you've done it. Okay. And so I'm going to pray over us, and then we're going to walk through this, because we don't want any type of bitter root judgments or any of that stuff. Have you have your notes written down? Did you write down who you need to forgive? All right, because we're getting ready to go over a prayer. First, I'm going to pray over us, and then you're going to say out loud. I want you to repeat after me out loud. I've walked you through how you need to forgive and the things that you can do in order to do it. Now you're about to forgive this person. You're about to forgive, and you're about to walk in it, okay? You're about to forgive, and you're about to walk in it, okay? All right, anybody still out there? Anybody still out there? I'm talking. Uh-oh, why did that just come out? All right, anybody still out there? Let's walk it out together. Even if they hurt you really bad, I want you to, with a crying heart, with tears rolling down your face right now, you may be, I want you to really, truly let it go. So Father, we just thank you right now for those who are watching this live and those who are even watching the replay. Father, we pray that every person that's watching, that you allow the Holy Spirit to heal as they release the hurt and the pain that others have caused them, God. Father, you know most of how it feels, because your son experienced hurt, pain, loss. He's experienced the things that we've experienced, so he understands, and we know that you do. So Father, right now we ask that you touch every heart. We plead the blood of Jesus over myself, over my family, over my children, over my home, and everything that we own. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person who's watching this live right now. We place the blood and smother it over every area of their lives. And we just speak right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that the enemy will no longer speak and hold this over their heads. They will release this person into the freedom of their forgiveness, God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, God, this thing will no longer hurt them, God. And we just thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you just bring, Holy Spirit, that you just bring to remembrance every person that they are holding unforgiveness for, every situation, God, bring it to their remembrance now in Jesus' name. And Father, we know that you're going to take it from them. You're going to heal us in every area where we haven't healed, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So I want you to begin to say this out loud with me. I want you to say this out loud with me. Let's go. So you're going to confess this out loud. Because You need to put it in the atmosphere. So here's the forgiveness prayer. Jesus, I thank you for forgiving me. Now, by choice of my will, I choose to forgive all who have hurt or offended me in any way. And you're saying this with me. I'll repeat it again. Jesus, I thank you for forgiving me. Now, by choice of my will, I choose to forgive all who have hurt or offended me in any way. I forgive, and I want you to name the people for whatever they did. I forgive, name the person, each one. I want you to name each person and what they did to you. Say why you are forgiving them, okay? Say it out loud. Even with tears, you may not be able to talk right now. I mean, you may be like just crying, but get it out. Get it out right now. Release it in Jesus' name. Release it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you will be healed tonight. You will no longer walk in this hurt. You will no longer walk in unforgiveness. You will walk in joy. You will walk in peace in Jesus' name. So once you go through that, you can go back and you can watch the replay and do this over and over as God reveals people to you. All right. So I want you to name each person, though. I want you to let it go and name each person. And so here is another thing I want you to say out loud with me. I release each and every one of these persons into the freedom of my forgiveness in Jesus' name. I also release myself from all woundedness, negative emotions, bondages, hurts and ties to the particular situation that happened with this person. I release myself by choice of my will from being a victim of the situation any longer and declare my freedom from all resentment, unforgiveness, anger, hate, and bitterness in Jesus' name. You can go back and watch the replay if you missed that. Now we're going to forgive ourselves. Now we're going to forgive ourselves. So Lord, I thank you for forgiving me for all that I have done. I now choose to forgive myself for these things and release myself into the freedom of my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now it may not feel like you forgave. You may not have this feeling. But right now, I command anything that's trying to linger and hold itself to you to release now in Jesus' name. We command all unforgiveness. We command all hurt, all pain to be moved now in Jesus' name. And we just declare the voice of the enemy be silenced now in Jesus' name. The enemy will try to tell you that you haven't forgiven. And when he does, declare the scriptures that you are forgiven, that you have forgiven, that you're walking boldly in forgiveness. Make some declarations for yourself and walk in it and go back. If you feel like it's still in you and it's holding on, go back through this again. And as you do it, as you pray for this person, as you have compassion for this person, as you have mercy for this person, as you speak blessings upon this person, upon the situation, you're going to start to get free. That's what happened for me. You're going to begin to get free. And after a while, you won't forget it, but you won't be hurt or pulled or strained by it. You will no longer be hurt, pulled, or strained by it. And so if this has blessed you tonight, let me know. I am blessed. Say it. I am blessed. I want you to type it if you can. That's what I have. I'm so excited about this because God asked me to do this and I wanted to talk about something different, but God told me to talk about this because it's some people that probably are holding some things in their lives and holding some things in their heart that they need to let go. And it comes in so many different forms. If you are free, hallelujah, thank you. I know that you are. If you said this and you meant it, you are free, okay? And so I'm excited. I don't know if you've watched, but I released two books. I'm very excited about that. I released two books, The Prosperous Career Woman and The Missing Pieces to Prosperous Living. They are on Amazon. You can go to my page and click the link. If you are overseas, then you need to go to your Amazon in your country to be able to get it. Or you can just message me and I'll send you the link to do it. But if I'd love your support, if you don't mind, they are out there and I'm very excited to do that, to share those two books. It's been something that I've been wanting to do for a while that I sat on. And while you're on here, if you have something that God is asking you to do, I want you to walk in it. I want you to do it. God is calling you to greater. He's calling you to more. But if you keep procrastinating, then it will not happen. You will not move the vision forward if you do not move and take action. Okay. You have to do it. And that's one of the things that I did. Holy Spirit just like sent a mentor to be able to push me forward. Yes, I have a coach and a mentor. I always do. I make sure that I have somebody pushing me. That's one thing that is very powerful, is to have somebody walking with you to be able to help you see some blocks and hindrances and things that's holding you. If you notice your life isn't like a circle, you may need to hire somebody to help you and walk with you. Some of you get your pastors, which is fine. As long as they are, you know, walking in the Holy Spirit, then you should be good. But mentors are very important. And that's one of the things that I love doing. I know that I work with a lot of career women who are looking to transition into entrepreneurship, and they have all these thoughts and limits and limiting beliefs and habits that don't align with where they're trying to go. Therefore, they don't see the fruit of what they've done. And even for those who want to step into a whole new career, they don't do the things necessary in order to get that, get it done. Like, we can pray, but we also have to take action, and I help you take those actions, make those steps, okay? So if you want to support, I would love it. And I also have the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman's Academy, where you can get training. I show up once a month doing training for the career women who are looking to live a healthy, whole, prosperous life. You're looking to transition into entrepreneurship. That is for that, where you have accountability and support, where you know, need some other ideas from other people. We do have that. So thank you so much for joining this Bible chat. I love having them. I'm going to have another one here soon. Don't forget to follow me on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, Regina T. Green. And also, if you are not a part of the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman's Club, go ahead and go to Facebook and join me over there. If you'd like more information about me, you can go to Regina T. Green. I love you, and I'm so glad that you have forgiven and you're walking in this thing. God is so good. Send me your testimony. I want to hear them. I want to know what this has done for you. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Your testimony will help somebody else. Your testimony will glorify God. So share your testimonies in the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman's Club, or you can share it on my YouTube channel whenever I post it. Share it there, but I'd rather you share it in the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman's Club, in the Healthy Prosperous Woman's Club there, so that other women can see it and they can be, God can be glorified. Okay. I love you, and you have a good night. Talk to you later. Bye.